A third of Vanuatu's parliament is going to jail on bribery charges. The Deputy Prime Minister and 13 government MPs of the Pacific Island nation have been sentenced to between 3 and 4 years in prison. The parliament speaker was among those sentenced today after he led an unsuccessful attempt to pardon himself and other convicted MPs. In the end, they were all found guilty of accepting bribes amounting to about $450,000. Bridget Brennan reports.
Justice Mary Say sentenced all 14 politicians in the Supreme Court in Port Vila today, calling bribery a cancer in Vanuatu. The men were promptly led away by police to a jail across the road. Journalist Dan McGarry was in the courtroom. He's the media director of the Vanuatu Daily Post.
As the buses pulled out of the court precinct and literally just crossed the road to the correctional centre with the MPs inside, the audience began clapping politely. And now this is a very Melanesian kind of thing. It's not a celebratory act. It's actually a sort of a solemn confirmation in approval, saying that this is the right thing is happening. And the opinion, by and large, among people in Vanuatu is that justice has been done.
13 MPs were sentenced to 3 years in jail for accepting cash bribes. Deputy Prime Minister Moana Kakassis received the biggest sentence. He'll go to prison for 4 years. Mr. Kakassis is at the centre of the controversy. He's accused of handing out thousands in cash payments to his fellow MPs when they were in opposition. The convicted men are now government MPs and ministers, so a significant number of seats in Vanuatu's parliament are now empty. But Tony Wilson, the editor of the Vanuatu Independent newspaper, expects the men will appeal against their sentences.
It's on hold, certainly in the short term, until we know when the appeal process should start, and that should commence around November 9, we are hoping. The whole country wants to see this resolved now so that people could get back to running the country properly. Of course, with so many of them sentenced to more than 2 years jail, which is the cut-off point for remaining an MP, if the appeals fail, then very clearly we'd be looking at an early national election, which isn't due until this time next year.
The saga, which has dominated discussion in Vanuatu, became even more bizarre 2 weeks ago when the parliamentary speaker Marcelino Pipete tried to issue pardons for himself and 13 other MPs. That was overturned and he was also sent to jail for 3 years today. Tony Wilson says there's been no comment yet from Prime Minister Sato Kilman, who's just lost half of his government.
He's been very quiet as the case has gone on. I know he's talking to a number of politicians in the background, looking at a number of possibilities. And obviously he'll do everything in his power to cling to power. That's the nature of politics. But whether he can do that if all 13 end up being imprisoned is another matter.
Dan McGarry from the Vanuatu Daily Post thinks most people in Vanuatu are fed up with dirty politics.
Right now there's a kind of a, you know, what's that hackneyed phrase, a guarded optimism. Many people are saying, you know, it's God's will, it's an important thing, it had to happen the way it should. There's very, very little controversy concerning the actual convictions and the sentences. People feel that imprisonment is an appropriate response to the charges.
Tony Wilson agrees but says corruption has been rife in Vanuatu for a decade.
I think there's more confusion still to come. Obviously, I think there are people that are satisfied with today's results. There are others that aren't. There are some that feel angry that some of these politicians might have been singled out for political motives and that this type of business is not uncommon in the greater scheme of things.
The Vanuatu-based journalist Tony Wilson speaking there to Bridget Brennan.